It's the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Gran. And this April, we've got outstanding offers on brand new Mazdas. Plus, we've partnered with One Tree Planted to help reforest areas of Northern California. We pledge to plant one tree for every vehicle we sell. Don't miss the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light.
Scores! Logan Couture wins it in overtime.
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
It's underway in the first period as the Jets starting out with Neil Pionk and Brendan Dillon on defense, Adam Lowry, Mason Appleton, Nino Niederreiter in front of Connor Hellebuck. Sharks move in. Carlson, give and go, shoot, score! Point number 99 for Erik Karlsson on a give and go. Moving into the offensive zone. The Sharks lead 1-0, 20 seconds in on their very first shot on goal. Power play for the Sharks. Here's Erik Karlsson holding it, shooting it. Score! Erik Karlsson gets the shot through, and that, my friends, is going to be point number 100 on the season for EK65. A remarkable campaign, and he does it by sneaking a shot through on the power play to make the score Winnipeg 4, the Sharks 2.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the obvious one is Erik. You know, just an incredible year for him up to this point. And you know, two games to go to get 100 points is pretty special. And I've been saying this for a while. He's had a Norris Trophy type year. To have the points he has 5-on-5 is really unique because of the way it's happened and obviously the situation we're in, right? We're in a situation where we're not a playoff team and we're trying young players and you know, to have the season he's had is remarkable. And just really happy for him and, you know, proud of him because it's been a tough go for him here over the last 3 years for a variety of reasons. And number one, health. I mean, it's good to see him healthy. He's in a great place mentally and, you know, just wish we could have done a little bit more winning for him.
No, it's obviously you know, a very special thing to do, and you know, it's been a talking point here as of lately. So it's nice to have it done and over with here a little bit early, and you know, finish off these last two games. You know, hopefully as good as possible.
All right. Good morning and welcome. Last night's game pretty much sums up the San Jose Sharks season. A memorable night from Erik Karlsson, and not much else to feel good about, save from another milestone reached by Captain Logan Couture. But that's probably a good thing. We'll want to forget a lot about this season. But many years from now, we'll be able to say, hey, do you remember that night where Erik Karlsson got his 100th point and Logan Couture got his 700th career point? That was pretty cool. And yeah, it was. But my knee-jerk reaction last night when we were watching Erik Karlsson have his moment and have this unbelievable performance all year long, which culminated in what we saw last night, just the fact that Erik Karlsson hit that century mark, it's like, I can't think of another case recently in sports where one player proved everyone so thoroughly wrong. Like, we've had comeback performances. We've had players who've had, you know, injuries that they've been able to come back from. But literally everyone thought that Erik Karlsson was done. And I don't mean to sell out Drew Remenda here, but I remember at the start of the year, he said Erik Karlsson can't play up to the contract. And that's on the tape. That is on the, you know, the season preview that we did back in October. But that was the sense that people had about Erik Karlsson, that he might be able to have a little bit of a turn back, throwback season, but we were never going to see Erik Karlsson playing at a level that was worthy of the money he had signed for. And then this year, he goes and has a season like this and proves everyone wrong. And I was in that camp. Like, I didn't think Erik Karlsson was going to be able to justify any 1 year of that contract ever again. I didn't think Erik Karlsson was ever going to be one of the premier players in the NHL once again. I hoped he would be, because exciting Erik Karlsson, we all know, is one of the most fun players and most impactful players to watch in the NHL. But I didn't think he was going to be able to get back to that. It just seemed like it had been too long. We know that Father Time is undefeated. We know that Erik Karlsson's injury history in recent memory had not allowed him to keep up with, you know, the level that he wanted to. And I didn't honestly think that was going to be turned around. I had hopes, of course, It's just not something I thought was in the realm of possibility. And this year, Erik Karlsson goes out and has one of those performances that we're going to be talking about for forever. I mean, this is a year, a season, where Erik Karlsson reestablished himself as one of the best players in the NHL, pretty much gave the finger to everybody who said that his, you know, time as being one of the top players in the NHL had come to an end, and played at a level that we have not seen in terms of point production in over 30 years. And again, I just can't remember an instance in any recent memory of any athlete where somebody proved everyone wrong like this. Like, you know, people thought Steph Curry was too small and, you know, that he wasn't going to be a great player. But, you know, that was at a point in his career where people thought he could be, you know, just anything at that point. They didn't know that his game was going to go to such a high level. And we can talk about Tom Brady being drafted in one of the later rounds, or Brock Purdy being drafted in a later round and proving a lot of people wrong in that sense. But again, that was unlimited potential. It was just where they were scouted. This was Erik Karlsson having fallen from the top of the mountain and people saying, yeah, he can't get back up. He doesn't have the ability to reestablish his career. He doesn't have the ability. He doesn't have the skill set anymore. He's too old. We've seen his best. And Erik Karlsson literally shut up everyone on the planet. And it's pretty phenomenal. I got to admit, it's pretty phenomenal to watch somebody have an I told you so season at the level that we saw from Erik Karlsson, because we didn't think this was going to happen. And, you know, the joke was earlier this year when Erik Karlsson was off to such a great start, you know, he giggled about it and said, yeah, if I keep this up, I'll have 90 or 100 points. But that's the thing, is like, he kept it up. This wasn't a hot start. This wasn't a, you know, guy that was constantly handing it off to, you know, the hottest teammates in the NHL. The Sharks have been a struggle this year. The Sharks as a team have not been able to, you know, really close the door on a lot of golden opportunities that they've been given. I mean, I think about how many points Erik Karlsson could have had on a team that was surrounded by guys, you know, performing at an exceptionally high level and not as many young players and as many players in learning ground or proving ground. I mean, this is Erik Karlsson creating opportunities at a level that I don't know that we've seen before in the NHL in this particular instance. And when we talk about the other guys in the NHL who have had these 100-point seasons as defensemen, those were good teams. Not all great, but good at the very least. And Erik Karlsson is on a team that is, you know, in the conversation all year long for being one of the worst teams in the league. They don't get their first, you know, win until game six of the year. It's a team that posted one of the worst home seasons in recent memory in the shootout era. I mean, this is just, it's a bad team. And that probably makes it all the more impressive. And it's also, you know, Erik Karlsson, you know, they traded away guys who were established playmakers in the NHL, like Timo Meier, Nick Bonino, and Matt Nieto. And he kept on putting up the points. He kept on having these big, big nights. You know, we talk about what Erik Karlsson has done and all these four-point games, you know, just they happened so often this year. And it wasn't just the four-point games. It was the two-point games. It was the consistency night in, night out. It was the ability to set up his teammates for success. And I know that, you know, some people don't love the NHL scoring system and how they set it up, but it's like, you know, when the puck comes off his stick and the end results in a flash later is a goal, whether that's coming from him scoring it or him, you know, setting up somebody else, like that happens so often from when Erik Karlsson has the puck that it's not just a design flaw in the system. Like, no, when Erik Karlsson has the puck on his stick, something exciting is going to happen next. Something incredible is going to happen. And when that does happen, you've got to see that, you know, Erik Karlsson has the ability to create things around him at a level that, you know, a few other players in the NHL do. I mean, we talk about how great Nathan MacKinnon is. You know, he's only just getting to his first 100-point season. You know, Erik Karlsson is a 32-year-old defenseman, and he is doing things and playing at a level that I just, you know, again, I marvel at his consistency all year long, maybe more than anything. And I know that, you know, you could say, well, earlier this year he was on pace for 110 points. It's like, well, yeah, they traded away some very good players here in San Jose to try and build towards the future. Because, you know, whatever word you want to use, rebuild, reset, restart, the San Jose Sharks are not a contending team, you know, just flowing with talent top to bottom. They have some very nice top-level talent. You've still got Logan Couture. You've still got, you know, Tomas Hertl. But they also traded away a player like Timo Meier, and the production level that he was at and his comfort level with Erik Karlsson, the way the two of them worked, you know, that was a big loss for a guy like Erik Karlsson. But instead, he just kept on setting up other teammates. He kept on putting the puck in the right place and kept on giving guys, you know, opportunities to score. I go no further than that setup he had for Steven Lawrence the other night against Colorado. That's a play that is unique to Erik Karlsson. You know, the way he created space with his puck movement and his handling. That is amazing. I mean, that there's nobody else in the NHL that can do it quite like that. And I'm not trying to say that he's Connor McDavid, but, you know, Connor McDavid is Connor McDavid. Erik Karlsson is Erik Karlsson. These are unique entities, you know, in the NHL. And the fact that they are both having such amazing career years in the same year should be noted, because one is a player on, you know, still the upswing. Connor McDavid is still getting better and better and better. And Erik Karlsson is having a throwback to his best form ever, but actually in point production better than he ever was. And I don't know that he's ever been this good with his handling. And I don't know that he's ever been this good with his skating in terms of his precise nature, because we know that Erik Karlsson maybe isn't as mobile and as fast as he was overall compared to his youthful self, but he's doing things with his movement to create opportunities for his teammates that we didn't see him do previously. Even in Ottawa, even, you know, at earlier points of his career, we didn't see Erik Karlsson move the same way. There was a more raw physical skill set, and there was more potency maybe from his skating. But, you know, what he has done in this time frame is phenomenal, and I can't, you know, give him enough credit, because it's really just been just an incredible performance from Erik Karlsson, just an amazing ability from him to create opportunity for his teammates and create space. Because that's, you know, that's the game of hockey. How do you create space? How do you give your teammates opportunities? How do you draw the defense towards you? And Erik Karlsson, with his goal production going up, you know, usually you can in the past give him a little bit of space because he wasn't going to be able to snipe quite this way from distance. But, you know, he beat Hellebuck twice last night. That's not just career year getting the breaks. That is next level vision and action on that power that he has right now. And while I don't know if he'll have a career year in terms of goals next year, again, these things don't just appear to be like the breaks going Erik Karlsson's way. He is creating things. He is doing things. He is making things happen, whether it's as a shooter or as a passer, that he was not previously capable of doing. And it's funny because a lot of guys, when their physical skill set isn't what it was, they're never able to recapture it. But Erik Karlsson, because he has such great vision, because he has such a great mind for the game, is able to elevate other aspects of his game, has been able to make up for it. And, you know, especially since so much of that is predicated on, you know, being on the ice and being healthy, you know, it's just incredible to watch his game evolve before our very eyes, because he has spent so much time injured over the last few years. You've never been able to watch him, you know, ascend to this next level in his game in real time. We didn't see him learning and figuring it out because he was so often, you know, having his seasons cut short. Instead, this year, he just showed up and seemingly was a better passer, was a better skater, and was overall better with the puck, and it allowed him to take his game to the next level. But we didn't see that evolve in real time. He showed up this year with this in his, you know, back pocket and just decided, okay, I am going to change certain aspects of my game, and I'm going to make everyone else, you know, that much more incapable of defending me, because there is that reality. Like, the rest of the league has not been able to stop Erik Karlsson in any sort of a consistent basis. You know, when you're at 100 points through 80 games, that doesn't happen by accident. It's not just a couple of good nights. That is the league as a collective being incapable of stopping Erik Karlsson. The San Jose Sharks, otherwise, yeah, they can be stopped. You know, last night's game was not fun in any way, shape, or form. I know that game was a lot bigger for Winnipeg. I know they're performing at a much higher level. And, you know, we look at where the Sharks are right now in their timeline, and it's just not a team that's capable of going in and making life that difficult for Winnipeg, even though they were able to get them, you know, earlier in the season. That's different. That is, you know, a game that didn't have as much importance. When you get later and later into the year, these critical situations that these players find themselves in, these teams find themselves in, they're going to be able to raise their game. And with the San Jose Sharks, you know, Barabanov isn't out there anymore, right? That's another player that's been missing from the lineup. You don't have Vlasic out there. You have, you know, so many changes to the Sharks lineup all year long with different players coming up and different talents and, you know, new guys coming in and coming out. Remember when Mikey Acemont was here until he wasn't, right? Remember like when Jacob Megna was here? Think about the different, you know, pairings that Erik Karlsson's been with this year. Remember when, you know, player XYZ was here? There's been change. The constant this year for the San Jose Sharks has been that the lineup has been changing, that they've been trying to plug guys in, they've been trying to figure things out, they've been able to find the answers. But the consistency of Erik Karlsson amidst all these changes, amidst the trades, amidst everything else, has been absolutely, you know, constant. He is not defined by the players around him. He is defining the players around him. He is creating these opportunities out of nothing and allowing players to do great things once they get the puck. I mean, it was a great quote with Lawrence the other night when he had that set up against Colorado. Lawrence said, yeah, you know, I beat my guy off the wall and Erik Karlsson fed me a perfect pass and I'm not going to miss from that distance. But that's the thing. It's like Erik Karlsson was so good in that instance, getting back and forth, and Lawrence was able to physically get by his defender. And it's like, yeah, that type of setup, that type of opportunity, that is something that Erik Karlsson is uniquely able to do on a Sharks team. And not that Lawrence isn't an NHL professional, but you know, there's a difference between when you're feeding, you know, a guy like Steven Lawrence versus a Joe Pavelski, you know, a guy like that who you knew was always going to finish it. Now, I had confidence in Steven Lawrence in that play that he was going to be able to finish it. But, you know, Steven Lawrence is not an elite goal scorer. But the thing is, the setup was so nice that there was going to be nothing but back of the net once Karlsson got it to him. Right. Like, so that's the thing. Those are the elite level skill sets that you see from a player like Karlsson. He has that impact on everyone around him. He makes everyone around him better. I know there's still people out there that scream about his defense, but it's like, well, okay, he might not be the man marker individually that Mark-Edward Vlasic is, but if you go look at the passes that Karlsson breaks up, if you look at his overall ability to win back the puck, if you look at his ability to help the Sharks maintain offensive possession, zone possession, and create pressure on the opposition, because maintaining puck possession is a great way of tiring out the opposition so their attack isn't as strong. Like, these are the things that Erik Karlsson does. If you want him to be a shutdown defender, then you're going to take away from the most positive aspects of his game. And also, I kind of just feel like you're a hater. Like, you just don't like Erik Karlsson if you're like, well, his defense is like, listen, check out the article on Daily Faceoff about Erik Karlsson having one of the great seasons since the Great Depression. It is wild to see how this season stacks up statistically compared to some of the other great seasons we've seen in the history of the NHL. Like Erik Karlsson this year, what he's been doing, how he's been doing it, the narrative of him being past the best point of his career, it's a storyline that we didn't think was going to happen. If it had been Timo Meier having, you know, 50 goals, we would have believed that. If it was Tomáš Hertl, you know, combining, you know, goals and assists for having one of his most productive seasons, we would have believed it. Logan Couture, too, I think we would have believed that. Like, these are all stories we would have seen coming in the offseason. But this particular story from Erik Karlsson at this point, after everything that had preceded it, no one saw this coming. And everyone was willing to write him off. Everyone said he was dead in the water and how, you know, this was a guy that could never validate the contract. Instead, he's validated the contract, at least for this 1 year, completely, and shown that when he's healthy, he is among the best players in the NHL. Like, there is no doubt about that claim. Erik Karlsson is one of the top players in the NHL. And if the Sharks were a better team, he would probably be in the conversation for winning more hardware than just the Norris. All right, we are going to take a break. On the other side, we are going to get into some post-game reaction. No, that was not a fun game for the Sharks last night. We all know that it ended up very much in favor of Winnipeg, but, you know, I do think there is more sound that we want to hear from head coach David Quinn and from the man of the hour, Erik Karlsson. You're on Morning Tide on the Sharks Audio Network.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light.
Carlson. Hurdle back to Erik Karlsson. Back to Tomas Hurdle. Karlsson again. Has a look. Fires it. And scores! There it is! History for Erik Karlsson as he becomes just the sixth defenseman in the history of the NHL to have 100 points in a season.
Well, Erik Karlsson, career high in goals, assists, points, 100 points on the season. Starts the play over to Tomas Hurdle. Back to Karlsson, back to Hurdle. Beautifully done, these two players looking for that opportunity, and then through that traffic against the maze. Beautiful job by Lawrence, parked in front of Hellebuck. And Erik Karlsson finds that angle to the net and locates a hole on Hellebuck for the 25th of the year. Second point, second goal tonight.
I've been very lucky to coach some great players, but none greater than him, I'll tell you that. I mean, this guy's got so much talent and so much skill, and he's such a he's a brilliant hockey player, but he's got the physical attributes to match what he his physical gifts and his mental skills all work together. And he's competitive, he's fearless, and he's just got, you know, world-class talent, and he's healthy. And, you know, watching him every day, I knew how good he was, but I didn't know he was this good. And it's been a lot of fun to watch.
You got to hear Randy and Brett bringing you back in, as well as head coach David Quinn, after what was a historic night for Erik Karlsson that came, yes, in the way of a loss that was relatively forgettable, like so many this year, as the Sharks fell to Winnipeg by a final of 6-2. But the story, of course, is Erik Karlsson. And also, I don't want to forget Logan Couture registering his 700th point on the same night that Joe Pavelski got to 1,000 career points. A lot of special stuff going on last night that had to do with the San Jose Sharks. Karlsson, Logan, Pavelski. Yes, Pavs is no longer a Shark, but he's one of those forever Sharks in our minds. But yeah, I mean, you think about what Erik Karlsson was able to do this year, and you think about, you know, the times he was setting up Logan Couture and vice versa, as well as Timo Meier, Tomas Hurdle, and obviously Timo didn't stay the entire way, but, you know, a lot of people held a lot of, you know, responsibility in helping Erik Karlsson get to this point. That's not that Erik Karlsson didn't help himself by creating so many brilliant opportunities and doing so many high-level plays, but, you know, you think about, you know, Logan Couture and his ability, and, you know, Tomas Hurdle, and like I said, Timo Meier, and Nico Sturm, and Noah Gregor, and you go down the list of the different goal scorers that Erik Karlsson has been able to set up this year, or the passes that Karlsson himself has received and made things happen. But, you know, truly a special performance from him last night, to see him as being the only guy who could break through against Hellebuck, who's having a phenomenal year, and Winnipeg is a dangerous, good team. That, to me, is just, you know, so indicative of the type of year that he has had. And, you know, the unfortunate aspect of it is that the Sharks have not been able to win more, because you would think that for a player to have a career year like this, an Erik Karlsson type player, that it would yield more wins. Unfortunately, that was not the reality, but, you know, hopefully that means in the future there will be more winning for Erik Karlsson and the Sharks. We'll have to wait and see how this timeline plays out. Head coach David Quinn.
It's frustrating because, you know, you want to take advantage of great players like Erik and Logan, and it's, you know, obviously you wish that along with this, for these individual statistics and the milestones that they're reaching, that we could be winning through the process, but unfortunately we're not.
I mean, it is pretty wild to think about Erik Karlsson having a 25-goal, 75-assist season for 100 points, and that the Sharks are not one of the top-tier teams in the NHL, because you think back to some of Erik Byrne's great seasons and where the Sharks were in the standings, and this is just, it's the complete opposite. But it is a reminder that when Erik Karlsson is healthy, and I hope that he will be again next year if he's on the San Jose Sharks and wherever he is, obviously, but, you know, if Erik Karlsson is healthy, if Logan Couture can produce at a similar level, if Tomas Hurdle can have a bit more consistency throughout the year, and obviously I think, you know, Tomas Hurdle had a lot of pressure on himself that he was putting on his own shoulders, and that he also had the new baby coming, and, like, that's a difficult point in your life. I understand it, but I do also know that for the Sharks to be successful, Hurdle needs to be more consistent. But, you know, when you look at Couture, when you look at Karlsson, when you look at Hurdle, you've got these top-end talents, and then you start to think about what this team can grow into next year, what William Eklund might be able to bring to the table, what Thomas Bortolo might be able to bring to the table, what Daniil Gushin. I mean, we talk about any of these next-generation-style players for the San Jose Sharks, and we know that, you know, there could be a quicker turnaround than, you know, maybe people thought. And maybe not. We all have to wait and see. This is going to be a very interesting offseason for a number of reasons, just because we get to see what Mike Grier is going to do. We get to see what the Sharks are going to do and, you know, the overall free agency scene. Yeah, there's a lot that could change with the San Jose Sharks team, but, you know, I do think that Erik Karlsson has shown that he can be a big building block of this team going forward, and that it's not, you know, dead or wasted money on him, because if he performs like this, yeah, that's the guy you were signing. You know, he outperformed the contract this year. Karlsson weighed in on keeping up the pace all year long.
No, I think I'm physically and mentally in a good spot in my life, and you know, I've just been trying to take it day by day and you know, keep the motivation going as best as possible. You know, it's been tough as of lately, but you know, managed a way to get it done, and you know, I'm happy about that.
And he was also asked if he thought he'd be able to have a big year coming into the season.
No, I mean, I wanted to you know, get off on the right foot. I think I did that, and you know, I just you know, found a way to keep it going for most part of the season, and you know, it's something that I feel like I've done a good job throughout my career is you know, be consistent throughout a long season, and you know, as I said, I think I felt good enough this year to be able to do it again, and you know, I feel like I did.
And I reiterate, but such a huge part of Karlsson's success this year has been the fact that he's been able to be out there on the ice. You know, health and his level of ability, they go hand in hand. And that's the reason, one of the reasons why we haven't seen the top tier Erik Karlssons previously. I mean, this guy was not out there on the ice enough. I'm not trying to be, you know, telling you anything you don't know, but for a superstar to be a superstar, he's got to be out there. He's got to play. And that's what he was able to do this year. Maybe that's just the biggest factor, just the consistency. The ability to perform at such a high level is predicated upon simply being out there on the ice.
Yeah, no, it's a great feeling. You know, it's a tough accomplishment to do, you know, to play all 82 games every year. Not many people manage to do it. And, you know, it's something that, you know, myself and I think everybody else that plays in this game takes a lot of pride in. And, you know, we got two more to go and hopefully get through those as well.
And I think that obviously the 100-point season for Erik Karlsson, this is going to be something that he never forgets. But I'm sure that, you know, maybe in the back of his mind or maybe in the forefront, you'd have to ask him that, you know, he's maybe a little bit more pleased with the fact that he's been out there for every game up to this point, that he's been able to play at such an incredibly high level for, you know, so consistently throughout the season, because, you know, that was the narrative that he wasn't living up to. He was not out there on the ice, and, you know, he was able to put his body in a position to where he was able to last, you know, now 80 games, there's two games left, and, you know, I suppose he could take an injury, but, you know, at this point, it seems like he's done everything that he could have possibly done, and he had the best season that he could possibly have. I mean, unless he does more next year, which, at this point with Erik Karlsson, literally anything is possible, because he has shown this new ability in his career that, you know, I don't think was there previously, and I hope that he keeps it up. I hope that he continues to have these high levels of success. And I go back to my original point about proving people wrong. Head coach David Quinn.
Well, it's just frustration really from his end of it. I think a lot of it had to do with his health, you know. So, you know, he's so competitive and he's hard on himself and he's got high expectations. And, you know, I think as he alluded to me, probably wasn't a lot of fun to be around for obvious reasons. But, you know, I've seen none of that this year. He's done anything but that. He's been great to be around. He's been coachable. He's been a great teammate and having a phenomenal season.
It's my go-to. In 20 years, we're not going to be talking about the Sharks having one of their worst years in franchise history. We're going to talk about Erik Karlsson getting 100 points. You're going to forget about the losses. You are going to forget about the pain. You're going to forget about many of the other storylines of the season that unfortunately bogged things down. But you are going to remember Erik Karlsson. You are going to remember the goals. You are going to remember the four-point nights. You're going to remember him, you know, just having absolutely amazing moments all year long. And that's the fun and the point of being able to watch a superstar perform at such a high level, is that it makes you forget about some of the other things that can necessarily bog you down in a season like this. Like, you are able to focus on his excellence and his ability to perform at a level that we didn't think was possible. And now you get to wonder about what he can do next year. You didn't think about how excited you'd be for Erik Karlsson this year. And then Erik Karlsson became the show. You know, next year, you're excited about Erik Karlsson. How can you not be? You're going into the next season thinking, man, I wonder what Erik Karlsson can do next year. That's assuming he's, you know, still with the Sharks. I have to assume he will be. But Now, that's a fun place to be. That's not where the Sharks previously were. That's not where the fan base was. All right, we're out of time. I will see you all on Wednesday afternoon as we get ready for Game 81 against Calgary. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
You've been listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light on the Sharks Audio Network.